Alrighty, guys, welcome back to another episode of Came Kami. Now, today is 420, so today is going to be back on the CBD side of things. Now, if you guys are new to the podcast, you will not know this, but I've been in the CBD, the hemp, and all of that, bro. I've been into that world for years. That's kind of how I became some sort of like an influencer, you know, through affiliate marketing and stuff like that. I used to make YouTube videos about this, but I ended up taking a step back because, you know, YouTube and CBD, it's so hard to intertwine them. And, you know, they was playing with my money overall. Okay. It was giving me problems with running me the check. You know, they was trying to demonetize the channel and stuff. And, you know, I wasn't trying to go like this. So it was a lot of stuff I had to take off of my YouTube page and, you know, archive a whole bunch of, you know, and that's what really built my channel. You know, I really felt some kind of way. But now I'm just going to use the podcast to use that as the platform. Since YouTube just with their own thing, I'm going to play it smart. I'm just going to take it to the podcast, okay? Now, Spotify got something to say then. Man, I feel like there's so many people on here that talk about all kinds of other stuff. I feel like Spotify shouldn't even be worried about no CBD, no nothing like that, okay? But anyways, we're going to take a quick little ad break, and then we're going to go ahead and get into the episode. Let's learn about some CBD. Today's episode is sponsored by Beezy Coffee. Now, if you're not familiar with Beezy Coffee, look, they offer some of the best organic cold brew products there are on Amazon, bro. They not only have Amazon's choice products, but they also have Amazon bestsellers. You have to check them out. Their link to their website will be down in the description below, BeezyCoffee.com. Be sure to use code Rakim10 at checkout. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Man, when I tell y'all I'm so tired of restarting this podcast, man. Happy 420, everybody. I'm struggling over here. I ain't gonna lie. I meant to do this episode earlier. I went and recorded a whole nother episode, bro, that I had wrote down for another day on accident. So I forgot it was... I had forgot it was 420. So I done did a whole nother episode and, you know, shot all of my content for the day. I'm like, oh, bet, bro. Like, something hit me. And it's like, oh, dang it, 420. Let me go ahead and hit my thing. Then remember, I was like, bro, I ain't do my 420 episode. I did the other episode. And, bro, I'm here struggling, bro. I done restarted the podcast about 5 times after hitting that cart, man. But we're going to get through it. We're going to keep pushing strong. That's what we do. That's what we do. Okay? So, if you guys are new, y'all may not know, bro, I got into like the CBD, Delta 8, all of that, bro. I got into that like years ago, but it's really hard to monetize on YouTube. Okay. I got my YouTube channel monetized a few years ago, like a couple years ago. And, you know, with a lot of my CBD content, yes, it was educational, but I also had a lot of course, like, you know, sponsored videos, you know what I'm saying? Where, like, you know, people sending me stuff in the mail, you know, I'm doing reviews and stuff, you know, and then, you know, I'm getting affiliate links and, you know, I'm putting the links in, you know, people. So, like, they started seeing all of that and then, like, boom, they tried to take away the monetization on the thing. So I kind of just took a step back. But now that I'm back podcasting, I'm just going to take the CBD content that, you know what I'm saying, I had on the channel and planned on putting on the channel. I'm just going to put it into the podcast. Okay, every now and then y'all hear me talk about it, you know. But yeah, I got into this like years ago. And really, I've always known about CBD, but how I really, really got into it, I'm a really big fan of Gary Vaynerchuk and his marketing strategy and everything. So one of his marketing strategies, I just used it on him. And I went through and I was just liking and commenting people that he followed. You know, just liking, commenting, and I came across Canacura. And Canacura is a CBD company out in Cali. And, they were in Cali. I'm not sure if they still are. This was years ago. This is like back in like 2019, I believe. Like 2018, 20. Yeah, it's like 2019. So I came across them, and, you know, I went ahead and commented. It was like, you know, I had just started podcast. That was when I first released this podcast, bro. I started podcasting back in 2019. And I hit him up and I was like, you know, if there's, you know, is there a way that I can like get you in on the podcast and, you know, I could learn a little bit about CBD. That was my first ever podcast interview. And I did that within like I only had probably like 3 episodes, maybe, if that. You know what I'm saying? So I've always been out there trying to go out there and just find, you know what I'm saying, fine knowledge, bro. I just love to learn. And I got her on the podcast, and bro, she was telling me stuff about like the benefits of CBD. Like I had heard about it, seen products, but I never like, you know, when you're younger, bro, like stuff just go over your head. You don't really pay it no mind. But she got to telling me about like the different benefits and this and that. And back then when she told me that, bro, I'm like prime peak of like my physique, bro. Like back then, bro, I was jacked. Like you can ask anybody back in like 2018, 2019, bro. Man, I was back, man, like I was like 210, 215, 10% body fat. So like she told me that, and I'm like, bro, like that sound like this is the healthiest stuff in the world. And after that interview, she taught me so much in the interview. I was like, man, let me go do some more research on my own. And I got to learning even more and even more. And eventually I had got to the point to where it's crazy how this actually happened. I started working for the state, and my supervisor, he said something about smoking CBD. And I was like, huh? I'm like, you smoking it? He was like, yeah. He said it looked just like, it looks like normal weed. You smoke it and it's just a different high. Like you can get high, but it just doesn't feel like normal. Like you normally smoke weed. Like it feels different. Like you know the difference. And I was like, what? So that ended up making me, I went to this, dang, I really wish I could shout them out, bro, because I don't know who going to hear this podcast. I really wish I could shout them out. But it's a CBD shop in Conway, Arkansas, in that complex over there by, like, Ross. It's like a Ross, a Family Dollar, a Dollar General, something like that, bro. A Nukes. It's like Nukes. Is it T-Mobile and stuff, bro? It's a CBD shop. I don't know if it's still there. It was a CBD shop there, and that I went up in there and I bought a pre-roll. And dang, what was my first pre-roll? What was the name of that? I'm so disappointed in myself, I can't remember that. Sour Space Candy. There it is. Man, I went and got a pre-roll of Sour Space Candy by Timber Organics. Shout out to Timber Organics. It's crazy how opportunities lead to one, like things just led to one another, bro. And I did a YouTube video. You know, I went and smoked this Sour Space Candy, bro. Bro, high as a kite. Bro. But I'm not tweaking, you know, like you not, I'm not fidgety, like I'm not like paranoid, like I smoke this, bro, I'm hot, bro, my whole body, you get, bro, whole body high, bro, but you like, you still you, your body just, you, bro, all that pain, all that go away, bro, it was so crazy. And that video, I ain't gonna say it like went viral, but it gave me traction, bro, it got me traction, and Timber Organics actually like hit me up. We had chopped it up and everything, bro. They sent me t-shirt, hat, bro, pre-rolls for days, bro. I'm talking about every time they, like, come out with something new, bro. Like, they'll, you know what I'm saying? They'll swing through and tap in every now and then, bro. I really rock with them. But that's how it really started as, like, a career path. I should have known. I should have always known I was going into education, bro. Mr. Mike told me, earlier this year, he was like, you should go into education on your own. I'm educating the whole time about CBD, not even realizing it. I'm like, man, Mr. Mike tripping. But I'm going to look into it, though. You know, I'm like, damn, bro, I've really been educating people over the years. But, like, yeah, I smoked that, and then I did a video. You know, I started doing more videos. I started realizing people like educational videos about CBD because a lot of people don't even know the differences. A lot of people don't know the different variants, bro. It comes in different forms. And I can thank God I was blessed with the opportunity to see it in so many different forms, bro. Like, I used to get sent so much stuff, bro. Like, literally, for the past 3 years, technically, bro, I, in some shape, form, or fashion, bro, I've been paid basically to smoke weed and try weed. Like, being real, bro. And, like, stuff like that, like, I still can't necessarily, like, wrap my mind around it. But, you know, one thing just led to another, and I just kept making these educational videos and teaching people, like, the difference, and the channel actually ended up jumping off. But, you know, like I said, I ran into that monetization problem, and I took a step back. But that's really how it all started, bro. My supervisor, like, smoked it. And that just blew me out of the water. And with me speaking on that, I'm going to speak more about, like, the high feeling. It's a different high, like I said, when it comes down to like just smoking normal weed and you're smoking CBD. But also if you're smoking Delta 8, it's going to feel different than both of them. And it's so crazy how it's the same thing, but it's just like only one. It's like one small thing in them, bro. I can't think of the word that I'm trying to say, but you know what I'm saying? It's like a chromosome. I'm thinking of like a chromosome type thing. You know what I'm saying? It's only one thing that's different that differentiates them. That's it. And they can produce different feelings. So like anytime you smoke hemp flower, okay, technically that's what it's called, hemp flower. If you smoke hemp flower, there are some beautiful strains out there of hemp flower that will make your body feel so good. Sour Space Candy is just my number one. That is what I rock with. Sour Space Candy is, that is hands down my best hemp flower strain. That and Acapulco Gold. Acapulco Gold was, it was such a bold flavor, bro. And what I used to do was make coffee with it. I used to make my own CBD infused coffee. And if you guys don't know, it was called FU Organics or something. I just started it up, bro. Like, it didn't work out how I wanted to. I should call that bank. I should email that bank back. It was somebody that was trying to work with me and give me the wraparound, but I had, you know, kind of stopped worrying about the store and stuff and didn't take it serious. I'm going to have to dig up the email and find it out. But yeah, bro, like, Acapulco Gold, man, I used to put that in coffee, man. I used to make this bold. If you got, like, a Colombian roast and the Acapulco Gold, you mixed it up, bro, and you just, like, did it. Oh, my God, bro. Beautiful coffee. Beautiful, bro. I'm talking about no, especially black, and it gives off that, like, it didn't give off like a crazy like cannabisy aroma, but it's so, oh my God, I actually gotta make some more of that. I'm gonna see if I can get in contact with the people I used to get that from. Oh my God, bro. But there are so many different strains, and strains hit different. Like Sour Space Candy hits different than Sour Sugar Haze, you know Sour Space Candy, it would chill me out to where I just want to vibe. I don't want to really do anything productive. You know what I'm saying? And then there are other things that I could smoke that, you know what I'm saying, I can do that and then, you know what I'm saying, edit a YouTube video. There are sometimes, you know, I ain't fooling with that video right now. You know, Acapulco Gold is one of those where I can still be productive. Like, I used to hit Acapulco Gold and go to work, bro. Like, I used to be locked in, like, for real. But it gives your body, like, your body be high, but you know you're not high, but you feel high, bro. It feels so good. And then as I kept on dibbling dabbling with normal hemp flower, I got into, that was when Delta 8 started to rise around. And I remember it was like Delta 8 and Delta 10. And it was just a small difference in between those, you know, with, let me see, Delta 8 is more of like a downer. No. Yeah. Delta 8 is more of a downer. Okay. A sativa, I believe. Okay, no, you got sativas and indicas, okay? I can't remember which one is which. But Delta 8 is the downer, and the Delta 10 is the pick-me-up. With me, I don't have to be picked up, so I didn't enjoy my experience smoking Delta 10. Usually, on the normal, I'm using Delta 8 products because they help me to slow down and be a little bit smoother. You know what I'm saying? If I got a lot of stuff going on, I can hit some Delta 8, and it just, like, I'm way more precise, and I feel more put together. I feel more oiled up. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel rusty or nothing. Like, it's smooth, bro. It just flows. It puts me in that kind of mood. And then, of course, with different Delta 8 strains, it can be different. With me, I get a lot of Delta 8 gummies. And I do Delta 8 carts. Now, with carts-wise, Granddaddy Purp is a good one before bed. It was one I used to get before bed, bro. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, bro, I could go down for days and talk about that. And I'm glad that I did get back into podcasting and have gotten back into, like, the CBD side of things and just dealing with cannabis products and stuff like that, bro. Man, this stuff, it's a lot of things in these worlds that you can find and get your hands on that, like, gives you the cheat code. And, like, using cannabis products, bro, and hemp products, they've been giving me the cheat code, honestly. Like how I said with hemp flower, for instance, I used to try to train. I was training for the Little Rock Marathon. One of my friends was like, I bet you, he was like, I dare you to try to qualify for Boston Marathon. Because, you know, I had gotten into jogging and stuff and, like, being really, really fit. Like, I was trying to be in tip-top shape, you know, until I got hurt. And I was training for the Little Rock Marathon because that way, if you do the Little Rock Marathon, of course, and you qualify, you know, you can qualify for Boston through the Little Rock Marathon and everything. And what I used to do was, it was crazy, bro. I used to smoke hemp flower before I ran. And it made a difference because it made my body feel high. So I don't even I don't start feeling the pain of my run until I've already hit maybe 18, 19 miles. You see what I'm saying? Like if you hit a whole one, bro, it will get you high. I used to run high, bro. I'm knowing I'm not high. It was literally like a cheat code for me. And that's how I was able to train up so fast. My foot hurt. That was the only reason why I stopped. Bro, I had went from running like 8 minute miles down to like the 6:45s, bro. Yes, like I was doing this in less, like I was probably training. I wasn't training for at least 60 days. This wasn't even like a, and then this wasn't even a program that I got offline, bro. Like I used to watch Nick Bear videos, but I kind of just did my own thing, bro. I just started out, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do 4 miles. Then next thing you know, bro, the 4 miles turned up into like, I'm running 10 miles a week. Then it's 20 miles a week, 40 miles a week, 50, 60, you know what I'm saying? Like it just kept on going, but I was able to do it so fast and so easily because I would, bro, after a certain point, you know when, you know that mile that your body start to really, really, and you need that pick me up, right? Bro, you smoke that hemp flower, you numb all of that. So by the time you kick in, bro, it's almost like a fresh start. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a fresh start. You ain't feeling it, like your body's slowly coming back to fit. Bro, I'm telling you, you can use some of these products as your cheat code. That's how come I'm productive. You know what I'm saying? You know, I can hit some and be super precise with my videos. Like I lock in. That's how I manifest my things. You know, I'll hit some Delta 8. I'll hit like a cart. Or I'll take a one of my strong gummies and like I'll walk around. I will pace around in the living room or I'll pace around the kitchen, bro, for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, bro, just manifesting, talking about what I'm going to do. Like this is the plan of execution, analyzing like what am I doing in life? Am I making the most out of my time? How much content am I producing on a daily basis? How, you know what I'm saying? What was the quality of that content that I put out? Did I half-ass anything? Like, it makes me lock into that level, bro. It takes me mentally to a different level. And that's why once I got my hands on Delta 8, bro, I was hooked on it. I was hooked on it. I'm still hooked on it. I love it. Beautiful. Beautiful product. Serene Tree has the best Delta 8 products. I'll be dropping their link down in the description. Serene Tree, those are my go-to people. Man, they tap in all the time. I really, really rock with Serene Tree. But it's so... Bro, it is amazing. Science always amazes me, bro, because there are so many things on this earth, bro, that you can use that can give you cheat codes, bro, help with your productivity. And God gave it to you. God just put it here on earth, bro. So many different things. And when it comes down to CBD, weed, bro, I'm just going to put it all on. Bro, weed is one of the best creations, bro. It is a cheat code. Imagine smoking hemp flower. Imagine, bro, this is your first date. I ain't gonna say your first day in the gym, but you know, when you take a little bit of time off, you know that first day back finna be crucial. Bro, hit that hemp flower. You gonna lock in and go in there, go crazy. You ain't gonna even feel, you gonna feel the pump, but not the pain. It's crazy. It's a cheat code, bro. It is a cheat code. A lot of people, bro, and I always recommend people Delta 8 products because I really feel like everybody should experience the high of a Delta 8 without being paranoid, because that's the only difference in between Delta 8 and Delta 9. Delta 9 is normal weed. Like if you go to a dispensary, if you know what I'm saying, buy it from somebody, you know what I'm saying? That is a Delta 9. That is Delta 9 marijuana. Okay. Marijuana. Okay. Okay. Delta 8 is the same exact thing, except it doesn't give you anxiety. You know, a lot of people go out here and they be like, you know, I smoke weed for my anxiety. I smoke weed for my anxiety. And I try to tell people, you are literally shooting yourself in the foot on purpose, because if you have bad anxiety, you're adding fuel to that fire by smoking marijuana. That's going to increase that anxiety more by itself. So now you've added anxiety on top of yourself for no reason. You go and get you a Delta 8 product, you literally will not you will not have that anxiety, bro. You'd be high as hell, no anxiety, no care in the world, bro. I be vibing, bro. I be vibing. I swear to God. be feeling so good and you do not have any anxiety. So like, if you have real bad anxiety, if you have to go to like a large setting, bro, man, you can take this, sit in there, bro, you chilling. I can smoke Delta 8, bro, and make so much content, bro. Like, I used to love the podcast off Delta 8, bro. Just pop. Oh, my God, bro. You could sit there, bro. It just be flowing, bro. It just put you, I'm telling you, but you will not have that anxiety. So if you are smoking weed for anxiety, stop. Switch over to Delta 8. And whatever strain you're doing, I mean, whatever strain that you normally smoke, like if you go to a dispensary or something like that, bro, you don't know, you do not realize how complex it is, bro. It's people out here, it's Delta 8 strains that's, they probably got the strain that you smoke in Delta 8. They just have a Delta 8 variant, bro. It's so many different flat, oh my God. Bro, I used to have jars, dude. It's crazy. In my office, in my old apartment, I used to have a Notre Dame football helmet. And inside of that helmet was a 64 ounce jar. And that's how much stuff I used to get sent, bro. I used to get sent or I used to buy it, like, and just fill it up in this jar and it be inside of the hip, bro. I'm telling you, I dibble and dabble with a lot of this stuff. And I'm telling you, that's probably some of the best stuff I've discovered that I've opened my mind up to over the years, for sure. It is a cheat code if you use it right, you know. It just depends on how you use it, you know. I like to use it in between me making content, because if I'm having like a rougher day, like I try to get the best quality content right then and there. I like to one shoot it. I like to be able to just pick up my phone and boom, damn near perfect footage, you know. That's just how I am, okay? It's probably unhealthy, but it is what it is. But there are some days where, you know, you have your days where you can hit it on the money every time. And then there are some days where you don't. On those days you don't, you kind of get a little, you know, you get a little riled up a little bit. And, you know, you get like, dang, like, I got to get it right. Like, come on now. Like, we do this. This is what we do. Like, come on now. You know better. Like, get it together. You know, so in times like that, I'll pop, you know what I'm saying? I'll hit a card or something like that. And then that'll help me to sit back. And it'll smooth me out. It'll mellow me out a little bit. And boom, one take. It's like, bro, you have to find a way to be able to use it. I don't use anything recreationally. I just don't. I have to, anything that I am using, it has to benefit me if I'm spending money on it. So after learning about so much of these, so many of these different variants, which I'll talk about in a second, so many different variants, bro. But after just going around and just finding around so many different variants and experimenting with it, bro, it is well worth the investment. It is well worth the investment. And then even if you don't want to deal with like, you know, if you don't even want to be high, bro, and you just want the benefits of just using hemp products, you can still take like CBD gummies. Over time, you still get the benefits. It's just not like right then and there. You know what I'm saying? Smoking is just like it's just a more fun way to consume it. In my opinion. Well, I like using a cart because I don't actually like smoking like outside. I don't like my clothes smelling like, I don't like that. So I like carts and gummies. But you know what I'm saying? You can just do that. You know, you gotta know how to use it, bro. I'm trying to figure out what other ways you could be able to use it. I don't know. I may think of something in a minute, but yeah, like the different variants, bro. Bro, you can get Delta 8 Moon Rocks, man. I done had Moon Rocks. I done had normal Delta 8 flower. I'm talking about straight Ziploc bags, bro. Like big, bro. I done had disposable vapes. You got the, you know what I'm saying? They got like the juice you can put in the normal vape. So if you do have a normal vape, you can, you know what I'm saying, squirt it in there. Bro, you got them in powders because you got them in isolates, distillates. You got hash. You got some people who actually, because people use every single last part of this plant. Okay, so just like how you have marijuana products, you have the same, if not even more, products on Delta 8 CBD side on the spectrum, bro. Bro, cookies, brownies, candy bars, cereal, pasta, hot sauce. Oh, bro, I love CBD hot sauce, bro. I had a CBD hot sauce from somebody. Ooh, wee. I promise to God, bro, that just hit. It was hot, too. It was hot. And that's the crazy part about it. It comes with so many different variants, and there are variants where you'll taste it, and there's variants where you won't. For real. Like, you'll think you're going to taste it, and you don't taste it. That's just like my coffee. You couldn't taste it. You could taste it, but you couldn't taste it. You could taste the earthiness mixed with the earth, like mixed with the coffee. I don't know. It was a distinct taste. But I feel like you gotta really be drinking coffee to like know what I'm like. You gotta really be a coffee drinker to know what I'm talking about, bro. Like, coffee's got different tastes. Like with me, I get different black coffees. You know what I'm saying? I'll get a different drip coffee. You know? I don't know. I might be weird or something. I don't know. I like to taste. I'm like a coffee connoisseur in a sense. You know, like how I'm a wine connoisseur. I love me some wine. Lord, don't even get me started on that. But yeah, like, you can put it in so many different things, bro. You got people who can put it in soap. Man, they sell hemp hearts in the store, in the grocery stores now. Hemp hearts actually be sold in grocery stores. You can go get hemp hearts from Walmart now. That's beneficial, bro. It's almost like granola, I believe. I've never played with it. Because, you know, I've been dealing with it for so long. I already know how I like to consume mine. Like, I'm not more so experimental anymore now. It's like, I like carts and gummies. Like, that's it. You know, I'll do flour. If I'm just really fit, like, if I just had some and I'm just that bored, you know what I'm saying? I'll do it. But, you know, I don't like just having to grind up and all, you know, it's just, you know, eh. Anyways, you have trimmings. Trimmings is a really, trimmings low key. Like I said, they use every part of this plant. So the trimmings are just the leftovers. They bundle it up. It goes through the same exact process. But usually you can just get it significantly cheaper, and it's more versatile to work with and easier to just roll up for like joints. Like, I like to roll joints. And you know what I'm saying? With the raw cones, they kind of, you know, they be acting bougie sometimes and stuff. So, you know, I like to just already have some that's already decently grinded up. Technically, because the trimmings are like really, really chopped. They're not finely chopped, but it's chopped. It's almost like you get the seasoning, like oregano. You know how like oregano, it's like that kind of size. You feel me? So like, you just throw it in the grinder, just hit it with a and then just boom, you good. Yeah. Dang, I threw myself off right then talking about that, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. And I ain't starting this, you know. I promise I ain't. Oh yeah, but like with the trimmings, you can still smoke it, like get high and everything, bro. But it's just cheaper. That was something that I just learned. Bro, I'm telling you. I highly recommend it, but just find your way that you like to do it. I don't like smelling like smoke. I mainly just don't like smelling like smoke. Anything that's edible to a certain extent, I'm down with. But then I'm too lazy for edibles because I don't like I don't want the crib smelling like weed. You know what I'm saying? How people put the weed inside of the mix and actually bake it. Like, hell no. Like, I'm a hemp and cannabis connoisseur. I like to see what it really, really tastes like. So, like, sprinkle it over the top of it. Like, after it get done, and you know what I'm saying? Or, like, put it in there for, like, 5 minutes. Just the barely. You know what I'm saying? We don't need all that, bro. It hit the same. Mo, knock it back. we chasing one goal. We ain't got time to be trying to make syrups but hey, look, you could buy it though. You could buy it. Speaking of that, you got like oils. And then, time out. Speaking of syrup, apparently, I'm gonna do my research on this. Apparently, even like, you know how you got like, I know how a lot of rappers say how they drink lean and stuff like that. So apparently there's like a syrup that they make that you could Charleston White. I don't know how I stumbled across this, but Charleston White said how he made like lean with it, I think. It's like a syrup. He poured in there and it make, so I'm gonna do some research and see. So it's really creative how a lot of people, there's so many different ways. There's so many different ways and variants of this stuff, bro. What's another interesting way? I know you got like little, I know you got drops you could put in your drink. I've used those. There's some that like mimic candy. I had some that look like Skittles. Well, I mean, that's just like normal because, I mean, you get gummy worms, stuff like that all day long. But let's see. What else you got? What's another interesting way that they... Of course, they got like powders and stuff and you can just mix it in with like your supplements. if you want to do something like that. I don't necessarily, I don't know, because it's kind of hard to gauge how much you're getting. And anytime you're dealing with scooping, you know, I don't necessarily know how much you're getting. And I feel like that's a lot of, that's too much trial and error to see how much you, you know, I think that's a little bit too complicated. But I mean, that is an option. That is an option if you want to. But yeah, bro, it's so many, bro. I highly recommend to just check out these things. Do your research. Do not buy Delta 8 from anybody. Do not buy CBD products from anybody. Like, it's okay to go to the gas station. You feeling experimental, but don't do that. Don't make that no habit, bro. Cause I'm telling you, it's a huge difference from gas station stuff and the real, real deal. Like, knock you off, bro. It's some stuff that will sit you down for real. Like, it's, bro, I had a, bro, somebody sent me a gummy. I can't remember the brand, but if this story ever come back up again, bro, I'm going to be sure to, I'm going to somehow try to remember to bring these people up. They sent me these gummies, bro. And with me, I take about, Delta 8 wise, I like to take at least about 50. I need a 50 milligram minimum, bottom line. So the ones that they sent me, these were like 175, bro. And usually, you know what I'm saying? I do take one. You know what I'm saying? Like, just that one little 50 or 75 gummy, and like, I'm cool. Like, I'm straight. But this one was like 175, bro. I'm like, what the hell? But at the same time, I was like, this got to be capped. Because I was like, bro, my pain tolerance is high, bro. I don't think nothing going to get this. You know, I'm questioning. I'm like, nah, this got to be capped. Bro, man, I took that damn gummy. I was so damn... The first time I took it, bro, I was so damn high. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was so disoriented, fool. I went to use the bathroom. I got to the bathroom safe and sound. And bro turned around, came out the bathroom. I don't know what the hell happened, bro. Just fell. Bro, I fell and I hit my head on the, I fell into the wall. Oh my God, bro. I'm really funny. I'm funny as fuck, bro. Bro, I fell. It hit my head on the wall. My head bounced off the fucking wall, bro. And hit the fucking garbage can. And my head bounced off the garbage can and I hit the floor, bro. I literally took a multi-fall. And like, I don't remember nothing. I woke up, bro, and it was like an hour or two. I guess I knocked myself out. I don't know what the fuck, bro. I have never been that high in my life. But I'm dead ass serious, bro. That's the type of shit that I've been sent. Bro, I told my girl, I was like, I don't even think this, like, this not right, bro. Like, you should not sell this, bro. This is not right. It was so strong. I remember taking a knife and cut. It was a cube. It was a cubed gummy. And I used to cut this damn thing up into like 8 fucking pieces, bro. It was so I've never experienced a high like that, bro. And that was Delta 8. Well, it was a combination, but it was mainly Delta 8, bro. You get 175 milligrams of Delta 8. You got like 10 milligrams of THC. Like, it was real low. Bro, real deal, bro. I came out, hit my head off the wall, bounced from the wall to the garbage can, and off the garbage can to the floor, bro. And I had concrete floors. That shit hurt. Bro, I damn near wasn't gonna go to work the next morning. I was like, bro, I was laying there. I was like, bro, I know my head. But I was like, I know my shit got a knot, bro. Oh, God. But I was straight, though. I was cool. It had, like, a little red, little mark. But it ain't look like I had failed. It just looked like I had got, like, bit by a bug, bro. I'd be doing some... I don't know what the hell I'd be on. But, like, for real, though, bro. Some of this stuff is... Some of this stuff, bro. Be careful who you get your stuff from. It's a big difference. Oh, man. Be careful. Now, I ain't gonna lie, though, some gas stations will hit. I ain't necessarily just discrediting them because I ain't gonna say gas station, tobacco store. Because some people, they can slip it into tobacco stores because, you know what I'm saying, it's more so of a buddy-buddy thing. You know what I'm saying? It's about who you know at that point. So, you know what I'm saying, if you can just talk dude and putting it out there and you sell it, you know what I'm saying, you may be able to slip it off in there, you know what I'm saying, without paperwork. This is back then. Now, hell no. But, like, back then, whenever it first started to emerge, like, You know what I'm saying? If you just knew somebody, you could slip it off in the store. You didn't have to provide much paperwork. And I just was experimenting around. And usually one thing about me, none of my stuff, like all of my stuff comes with paperwork and or information, just like some kind of information on it. I mean, some people that I work with, I've been working with them for years. So I don't care about that. I know they're legit. I don't have to worry about that. But like anytime I'm first doing something with you, like I got to see all of the information. I got to see the numbers, bro. I got to scan the QR codes. I got to see the charts. I got to make sure that this is legit. You know what I'm saying? But like back then when they were first emerging, like you couldn't do that. Like you'll pull up a QR code and that bit won't even scan. They put that bit on for decoration to look professional. For real. But like I actually had one out of a tobacco superstore. And I ain't gonna lie, that was probably like the third. That's a top. It was a top five. It's a top five. And the thing about that one is, it was no. Honestly, I'm gonna give it a top three just because it was a pre-roll, bro. I didn't know the exact. I can't remember the exact strain, but you get two pre-rolls. You got two pre-rolls for $5. So like it was real cheap, bro. And I was like, man, you know, I'm just going to try it just because, like, it's just $5 and I got two of them. So if I like it, at least I got another one instead of me having to drive all the way back to the damn store. You know what I'm saying? So I smoked that first one, bro. I got so damn high, bro. I was like, what the? I was like, this stuff's crazy, bro. But it's like that. But I wouldn't necessarily just make that a habit. Like, I didn't make that a habit. I bought it maybe two times, and that was about it. And the only reason I bought it the second time is because Adrian, no. It wasn't Adrian, was it? I don't know. But he came to town and I was like, dang, because it was another one too. I think there was Sal Space Candy too though. But anyways, I was telling him about this. I was like, bro, look, this right here is like legit, bro. It is like real deal, bro. For real. And like, I can't remember if it was one he liked and it was one he was like, I can't remember exactly which one it was, but I think that one right there was the one that he had like two at the same time. But like, yeah, it's different, bro. Like you can luck up every now and then in I ain't fooling no gas station, but like a tobacco superstore, you may be able to look up. But like with me, I gotta have that paperwork because I like to get my stuff in bulk. I don't like getting one thing at a time because like usually when people send me stuff, like I get sent like a decent quantity of stuff that can last me up. You know what I'm saying? My stuff lasts me, bro. Like, I don't just be just going through it, like, just straight up. Like, I don't do that, bro. Like, I really, you know, it's some days. What, now? I ain't gonna lie. I make content full time, so, like, now I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's just, if I'm feeling like doing it, I know what's gonna help me at the time, and I know what's not gonna help me at that time. You know what I'm saying? So, it's not like I'm just doing it recreationally. It's like, if you're gonna do it, do something that's not gonna bog you down or make you sit down somewhere and not be productive. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta, bro, you just gotta play with stuff, bro. But get the professional stuff. Like I said, I'm gonna put Canicura stuff down there. They got their pain cream. Well, I don't know if I mentioned the pain cream. I restarted so many times. I'll talk about that in a second in case I didn't talk about it. But like Timber Organic, Serene Tree, I'll be dropping them down. But they got the best CBD and Delta 8 products like in the market to me. Man, I done had people send me stuff in glass bottles, like looking super fancy, like it costs like $500-$600, bro. And, like, it just don't hit, bro. Ain't nobody, bro, like, Serene Tree and Timber Organics, they gonna give you quality. It's gonna be quality, bro. And I do know a couple of other outlets when I really want to, like, if I want to order in bulk, I do have an outlet. They do provide me with a lot of research that I can, you know, I save it on my phone and stuff like that just to look over it. And I don't know. I just like learning stuff, bro. I don't know. I'm weird. But, you know, anytime I'm buying in bulk, I like to look at the paperwork and stuff before I get it, see exactly. I like to compare it to things like Acapulco Gold when it comes down to the flavor, you know what I'm saying, the smell, you know, if it, is it earthy, is it skunky, you know, stuff got different aromas, you know, it's stuff that I have to look into before I get it. So I'm not finna just go to the gas station and just go out and buy 100 pre-rolls. Like, hell no, I'm finna sit down and I'm finna go to Serene Tree or I'm gonna go to them people's, you know what I'm saying, and just look at it and be like, okay, bro. Well, I don't have to look at Serene Tree, not Serene Tree, the other people, my bad. I can't remember their name, bro. I ain't did. I probably got all kind of coupons on there too. I ain't logged in so long, man. I probably got so many coupons, bro. I used to get like a pound of, I could get probably like a pound of Delta 8 for like $30, bro. I used to have, bro, because like so many people used to use my link, bro. That was like a sleeper profile. I low-key might slip it back if I could find my login, if I can log back in. I mean, remember my login, I'm gonna log back in and see. Like, bro, I used to be out here trapping. And that's what amazed me, bro. So many people that's locked up for weed, bro. It's always been like, it always bothers me, bro. Because literally, ever since I was like 20, bro, I've been literally, I literally get paid to fool with this stuff, to like advertise it, to test it out, you know, to literally give back. Like some people send me stuff to, some people send me stuff to be like, how does this make you feel, like physically, mentally? Like it's like a survey. You know what I'm saying? It's like they doing like a research. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it's crazy. Like, I get those experiences like that. But it's people that's literally locked up because, you know what I'm saying, they may have done something and boom, this was their third strike, you know. Or you got some people, you know, it's just stuff adds up over, you know, and it's unfortunate. But I do plan on making moves down the future, bro. I always wanted to, like, Young Thug probably isn't the best example to bring up in this. But, like, Young Thug went to a jail. He went to Fulton County Jail. Like a few years ago probably now, and he just went in, bro, and just released people that was just locked up for drug charges, bro. Like, I want to do stuff like that. I want to just wake up and be like, man, you know, I'm going to this random city in Nebraska, and just be in this random city in Nebraska and be like, man, let me go to the jail, see how many folks they got locked up over drug charges, bro. You know, and just be like, man, just y'all take check or debit, you know. Like, I just want to do stuff like that, bro, because I always felt bad. But, you know, it's also something that I had to do to progress in my career at the same time, because there are things I'm really health oriented. If you guys don't know much about me, like, I'm so excited to bring my extracts back. Like, I used to make like Delta 8 extracts, so with the which is distillate. So instead of me buying Delta 8 drops, I can make my own drops. So I used to, you know, I just know my strains. I know what I like. I know what I like the benefits of. So what I would do was I would take those favorite strains and I would mix them up and then I would extract it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little small process. You let it sit for a while and then you know what I'm saying? You seep it, you know what I'm saying? Get all of the crap out and then boom, you got like drops. You can put them in little bottles and you put it under your tongue whenever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know how to do all of that kind of stuff. So I'm really excited to, like, do stuff like that, bro. And I'm really health oriented, bro. It's just, I'm really, granted, do I take the best care of my body? No, but I know how to. And I'm so disciplined to, I know when's my right opportune time to just automatically get back on it. But in the meantime, at least just do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm nowhere near as big as I used to be, but now I don't mind being smaller, because now it gives me another challenge to look forward to when everything like starts to go my way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put everything on the line to chase my dream of being a full-time content creator, being a professional videographer, podcaster, you know what I'm saying? Salesman even, you know, I still have contracts, you know, so I'm still 1099 at the end of the day. So, you know, I risked a lot to do this. And, dang, bro. I hate when I be doing it, bro. And I feel like I was going somewhere, bro. I feel like I was going somewhere, too. I don't know. That one slipped me. That one slipped me right there. That one slipped me. But, dang, bro. That rain feel, bro. And this be the vibes I be talking about, bro. Like, I hit the cart and I came outside, bro. It's raining, so I'm sitting out here on the patio shooting the episode, bro. Like, real deal vibes. Like, this is peace to me, bro. But me going down the rabbit hole of information. me going down the rabbit hole of information, you know what I'm saying, with CBD, bro, it always helped me just want to be I feel like it can make me to be a juggernaut, bro. Real deal. But that also brings me back to what I was talking about when it comes down to, like, with CBD and me being health-oriented, bro. I've always wanted to just always be ahead. And CBD and Delta cannabis products and hemp products, I mean, just overall, bro. Weed is just, bro, that's the cheat code, bro. Like, sometimes I just sit back, bro. Like, I found, and one thing about it, bro, too much of anything is bad for you. So if you use it, bro, don't be out here just using it recreationally, bro. Like, use it. You know what I'm saying? I don't like when people, like, kind of recreationalize this, because that is how powerful of a substance it is to me. Like, I genuinely look at it as my cheat code, because I know how to use it to benefit me. You have people who, you know, You know, I know a lot of people have different coping mechanisms, but if you are smoking weed to like to release a pain, I would not recommend it. I really wouldn't recommend it. But if you are trying to find peace in life, if you're trying to just find true peace in life, really, bro, just go outside, sit and chill, bro. Hit you some Delta 8. Just get high and just really be at one with yourself. Think about things, bro. I use weed helps me to think more in depth. You know, everybody's effects are different. Everybody has a different experience. Mine is I like to think. I like to learn. So what's the most important thing you can learn is yourself. And that's what Delta 8 has helped me to do. Learn myself. Because I'm always ripping and running. You know, I'm always trying to make a play. It helps. It's slow. I use it as a time slowing mechanism to just slow everything down. I can enjoy the moment more. You know, over time, bro, for me to chase my dreams, bro, I lost, bro. I learned a lot out here, bro. I really have. I have learned so much in life so far at 25 years old. And I cannot lie to you, bro. Delta 8 helped me to slow down. Like, now I appreciate the moments, good and bad. Now it's more like I know God trying to tell me something, bro. Real deal. Like, that is how I use it. You got some people who may use it to just, you know what I'm saying, they just want to run around the house and dance and listen to music. I can do that, too. Like I said, you have to learn how to use some of these things beneficial. Like, get healthy habits. Form healthy habits using something like this, bro. Like I said, everybody's experiences are different, but that is literally how it helps me, bro. Delta 8 is a superpower to me. And then this is the thing. I don't even need it. But whenever I do, I can dissect what I already know and just I can fully bulletproof my plan. So like I can build a plan on the fly and boom, I can hit that and slow down time, think about the plan. The same amount of time that went by, think about this plan, bro, and I can bulletproof that plan with it. Like, that is what I use it for. I don't use it. I mean, I can use it to go. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I do be having house concerts sometimes. I do. I really do. I ain't gonna lie. I will hop on top of the couch and, you know what I'm saying, play some Lil Durk. Or I play some Rilo. I'm known for bumping Rilo around the crib. So, you know, I can do stuff like that, but, you know, it may help me to enjoy the experience. You know what I'm saying? When I have moments like that, I use it sometimes as celebratory moments, bro. For me to, sometimes it's hard for me to realize where I'm at in life because I don't see it right then and there. There are things behind the curtain that I can't see. I'm just standing in front of the curtain. So it's easy to get distracted, like, dang, bro, this curtain will never open. I will never be able, you know. Delta 8 helps me to stand there at that curtain and just find something else to do until I hear it start to roll back and I'll turn back around. You know, like, there's a lot of stuff I'm no longer worried about. That's what it helped me to come to in life, bro. It really helped me to find true peace. Because it helped me to think more in depth. More in depth in the same amount of time of me. You know, like, it's just crazy how things like that on this earth, like, work like that. I highly recommend just trying it out. And then another thing about it, if you're worried about a drug test too, I hate to be the devil's advocate, but hey, look, I'm going to go ahead and put you on game anyway. All right, when it comes down to Delta 8, yes, you can fail a P test, but it gets out of your system faster, so you can get higher and still pass that drug test, you know what I'm saying, if it's coming up. Delta 9, you know what I'm saying, you got to wait up to like 30 days. When it comes down to Delta 8, bro, you can get it out in about 2 weeks, a week or two. Depends on how much, drink a gallon a day. And then go get you them little drug tests from Target. They like $20 in a box. You get a whole bunch of them, and what you do is you can just pee in a cup, and then you just sit the thing in the cup. And it's like a 5-panel. That's just free game. That's just if y'all worried about something like that. But yeah, bro, like, it's just moments like this, bro. I'm really enjoying it, bro. It is pouring down rain in down here, bro. Like, this is probably my favorite episode that I've shot. And I've been podcasting since 2019. It's my favorite episode, bro. And then another thing that Delta 8 helped me to process, bro. Now, this is right here. It's just me just going off on a ramble. But, you know, in life, bro, you get to a certain point where you taking a normal shower, it don't hit the same no more, bro. You know, it's only a certain amount of clean you can get taking a shower. In life, bro, you come to them times, God gonna give you a shower that literally wipe away so many different things. And me being on Delta 8 actually helps me to be way more appreciative to where I'm at in life, bro. You know, I'm quick to, you know, sometimes I'm really quick to complain because I know I work hard and I'm that passionate about what I do. So whenever I'm not seeing results, bro, like if I'm not seeing vivid results, I can get a little worked up because it's like, bro, nobody's out here working harder than me. But I get on Delta 8 and I get to thinking, it's like, yeah, ain't nobody working harder than you, but you ain't realizing how hard you working, bro. You don't realize small stuff like that, bro. And then it's a lot of stuff that's going on. It's like, you know, I'm stretching myself thin. You know, it's just so much going on, but it's only so much a shower, bro, can take off of you in a day. It was so much I had going on in life, bro. I come so far on this journey, and Delta 8 helped me to appreciate just certain moments of that, bro. Like, now I can look back over my life, and I'm like, damn, bro, you a warrior, for real. You a warrior, for real. It just helped me to be way more appreciative, bro. It really do. And like I said, bro, I hit my cart before this, so, like, yeah, like, I ramble off, but, bro, like, I can't even express how, like, appreciative I am to make it this far in life. You know, on this journey, when you volunteer to go to the jungle on behalf of your village, bro, you also have to be able to stand 10 toes and know your village ain't gonna be the same whenever you come back, you know? And over this journey, you know, Delta 8 helped me to kind of stay, like, at peace, bro, because, like, you know, whenever I first started my content creation journey, bro, like, when I had told y'all, like, bro, I hopped off the porch before I made those CBD videos. Like, bro, YouTube not monetizing me, bro, that's a big deal to me, bro, because I built that channel from, like, nothing. Bro, I built this whole entire brand from nothing, bro, off of $500, two duffel bags, an iPad Pro, and a backpack, bro. That's literally where I come from. And it's crazy how far I've really come, bro. That's what, and it's moments like that when you high, bro, you think about moments like that, bro, and it's like you lock in on it. That's why I can't quit, bro. I remember having an iPad. I had an iPad Pro doing YouTube videos. It was a big-ass deal. Hell, no, I don't want. Yeah, I want to get paid, bro. I remember having 7 subscribers on that channel. For real. And it's crazy how just life, bro, life for me has come so, it has come around so full circle. And it's like, when life came all the way back around full circle, it's like God gave me a spiritual shower, bro. And this is the cleanest, this is the most free, the most pure. And I haven't even, and I'm just now scraping the surface, bro. I really feel like, I know I'm gonna be great one day. I just have to wait it out. And bro, I really be sitting here, bro, I'm really free, bro. I wake up and I feel like, bro, I feel like royalty every day, bro. When I get up out of the bed and my girl say, good morning, and she asked me, like, what's wrong or something, I'd be like, I feel like shit. I mean, I'd be like, I feel like $1 million. I just look like shit. And that's a saying. Every morning, bro, like, I look like shit, bro. I feel like $1 million, bro. That's like, and that goes so many different ways, bro. Like, man, I've been at war for years, bro, with this content creation, chasing my dreams. Bro, I've been at war for years trying to figure it out. What's the cheat code? Cheat code is just to keep going. And, like, it's slowly, every day, I'm noticing that through Delta 8, bro. And some people are probably listening to this episode be like, there's no way Delta 8 helps you to think like that. I don't know. We all think different naturally, okay? Delta 8 enhances my thinking. It really does. I will stand on that. You can ask me any question if I'm on Delta 8 and I will have the most straight face, probably ChatGPT style answer, bro, and just be flowing, and we can sit there and talk for hours, bro. It helps, like, it really releases, it just releases something in me where I'm like, I'm already at peace when I wake up and I'm moving about my day, but it's like, it just helped me to appreciate that peace and enjoy that peace. That's why I said, bro, like, I don't mind you going around the house dancing and stuff, bro. I throw on the Parcells, bro. I don't know if y'all heard of the Parcells. They're an Australian funk band. I don't give a damn. I told my girl, like, bro, I will go to Australia. Well, she want to go to Australia anyways. It was like, bro, if you go to Australia, then I'm going to see Parcells. So, we, you know what I'm saying. Bro, the Parcells, you throw some Parcells on. Bro, when I say you'll get jiggy with it, man, no foe, no son. Man, I played it, be dancing around the house, bro. Pajama pants, t-shirt, Scully, shades, socks, shoes, jacket, parka, bro. Like, I be really having fun, bro. But you got to do that in the process like that, bro. When you going to chase your dream, bro, you got to find a way to have fun. And Delta 8 helped me to find some fun. Me just going into CBD anyway, I found multiple fun ways to go through my process. I just so happened to somehow created and maintained a career of it. Don't know how, but, you know. Like, bro, I did a video. It's crazy because what shot me up, I did a video on how to start a CBD business back in like 2021, 2022, bro. And bro, it you know, getting like, boy, I think like 30,000 views or something like that. And it's crazy, bro. So many people follow me. And it's like, I even look at stuff like that from a business perspective. It's like, I gave people game for free, bro. And like, look at how they blessed me on the back end, bro. I gained a small following. And my following isn't only just YouTube, you know what I'm saying? It's like some of my subscribers follow me on Instagram. I done had subscribers somehow email me. I don't know if YouTube, like, put your email on there, but, bro, I done had people, like, email me and be like, hey, look, if you ever need, like, you want to get into, like, distribution, like, bro, like, crazy, bro, it's led me all, bro, I've, like, it has led me down so many different avenues, and there's so many more ways to learn, especially as technology advances. You know what I'm saying? I'm intertwining all of this, bro. I just want to be a healthy juggernaut, bro. That's what I want to be. I want to be a juggernaut. That's why when I get back in the gym, y'all better stay inside, bro. Stay inside. When I come back outside, everybody better be inside, bro. If you are outside, man, you ain't going to be out that long. When I pop back outside, I told you, I don't go outside unless a play being made. But it ain't no point in me going out. Look, I can make plays from the crib. So I'm in the process of trying to make these plays from the crib. When I pop out, when I pop back outside, my real game gonna go stupid. I'm finna make every my whole journey is finna be documented in that reel, bro. It's gonna be like a documentary of where I come, bro. I'm just waiting on God to drop off my blessing. I know it's coming. I'm just waiting on it. I know it's coming. I ain't even tripping. So whenever that day come, bro, my reel, y'all gonna see my whole entire journey. I kind of made a snippet of it because I feel it, bro. And Delta 8 also, I love to use it to manifest, bro. It ain't never led me wrong. I will talk to myself, bro. The content that I'm putting out to y'all, this is how I talk to myself. Because I'm not going to cap to myself. I'm not going to cap to anybody, but I'm damn sure not going to cap to myself. So I literally talk to myself like this, bro, every day. But I'll get on Delta A, bro. My girl will go to the office for like a few hours, bro. I will dead ass be in the living room walking in a circle, pacing. In deep thought, I'm analyzing, I'm seeing the blueprint, I'm seeing progress, I'm analyzing progress. What's the next move if we need to go ahead and start making one? Like, what are future investments that we can be making that's gonna add up? And like, how we gonna do this? Okay, if this happened, I gotta go about it this way, this way, this way. But if this happened, I gotta, bro, like, I literally make a web in my head off of this shit, bro. It is, like I said, bro, I'm gonna make way more content about it because there are a lot of YouTube videos that honestly, like, I know way more information than I do about it then, because I mean, that was when I first, like, kind of sort of got into it. Like, now I know, like, I'm damn near a scientist at this point. I mean, like I said, bro, I'd have made extractions, I'd have made, like, bro, I'd be making bath bombs, I'd be making creams. I don't like making creams, but I can make a cream. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I've experimented with so many of these different things, bro. Because I'm always looking for the most natural way. I don't like to cheat. I don't like cheating the system. I just like finding the loophole to figure out how to do it. How to do something the healthiest, the most correct way possible. That's just how I like to roll about things, to give me the edge. You know what I'm saying? There's some people like hit a perform belt instead of them deciding to go and work out and take supplements. They just want to work out and take steroids. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I use hemp and, you know, I use weed in general as a supplement. It enhances my performance. I know I can notice a difference. It doesn't make or break my work ethic at all. But I can tell the difference of performance. I'm smoother. Straight up, I'm just smoother. Like I said, there are so many different strains out there. There are some strains I'm so smooth and so locked in, bro. You'll be amazed at how fast that I can process so much of the stuff and I'm still high, bro. Like, I'm locked in. Then there are some times where, you know, I may just want to listen to music and just vibe out. So I'll do another strain, bro. And like, I'm more of just a vibe. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had like a little small get together type deal. Then I have other highs where I got to go into deep thought. Bro, I'm telling you, bro. It's so many different ways to unlock your maximum potential. I'm not really a huge supplement guy when it comes down to like GNC. I'm more of a healthy supplement guy. And GNC is not healthy to me, okay? So I'm more of an organic. Let me say it like that, okay? Let me say more of an organic, okay? I don't really trust GNC like that, okay? I know how the supplement industry works from that aspect, which is why I've always wanted to find natural ways to be able to, you know what I'm saying, get those benefits natural ways without having to go and get, like, for instance, creatine. Instead of going out buying creatine powder, you know what I'm saying, all you got to do is just eat more red meat. Creatine is in red meat, so just incorporate more red meat into your diet. You're still going to get the same results of creatine. That's just how it is. So it's stuff like that that I know. So if it's like, why, I could just go a whole nother route. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I like to look about it, bro. I just try to find the healthiest alternative that's less stepped on, less touched, less processed. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. You know, even if I'm in pain, if I have like some kind of physical pain, I know how to make a bath bomb that numbs that pain. You know what I'm saying? It's like an Epsom salt mixture. I don't even put any hemp or any kind of products like that in there. You know what I'm saying? It's just natural. Science experiment, bro. Just mixing up the stuff. I use specific oils, anti-inflammatory oils. I have a combination of those. It's like a certain recipe that I built up. I hate I lost the recipe, but I still remember it to a certain extent. But yeah, I'll make not bath bombs, it'll be bath dust. So what you do is what I would do is I would make it, and you could put it in a refrigerator and dry it out, and you mix it up real good again, and you kind of like crush it as much as you possibly can. And then it's going to be like crumbly. It's going to be real crumbly, like nerds. That's how you kind of want it to be, like nerds. And then you just put it in a jar, and then right before you go and take you a bath, bro, you can either use it before you take a bath, and you can sprinkle it in there, bro. It's going to smell so good. It's going to open up your sinuses. It's going, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be able to breathe better. It's small stuff like that. And then if you don't want to do it that way, bro, you can just take a shower. So I like to sprinkle it in there, and then I sprinkle it in there and let the shower water hit it. I mean, no, run the shower first and then sprinkle it. So like whenever it hit that water, it start to activate. So whenever you get up in there, like it's steamy in the bathroom and everything. So like run the water, sprinkle it in there and turn that water like super hot. I take hot and cold showers, but you know what I'm saying? Turn it super hot and you want to just steam it, bro. And just close the door, bro. Let the bathroom steam for probably about 10 minutes, bro. You go up in there, bro, it just opens you up. So it's like, it's so many different natural ways to get over like pain and illnesses, you know what I'm saying? I'm a huge believer in spiced tea. You know what I'm saying? If I'm feeling sick, I like to drink super hot things that can just open my pores up. If I can the quicker I can open my pores, the quicker I can sweat. The quicker I sweat, the quicker I get better and recover. Yeah, I told y'all guys, bro. I'm like I'm a health, like I actually went to school Allied Health and Exercise Science. And I dropped out. School was just not for me. But I, you know, after that, I've been in the fitness since, bro. I used to do 1,000 push-ups a day back in the gap, bro. When I was like 16, bro. You can ask anybody that know me personally. Like, you can ask any one of my homeboys. They know this is not cap. I got people that can vouch and verify. I used to do 1,000 push-ups a day. And that was when I got into like bodybuilding. Like I was always I started lifting weights when I was in the fourth grade, bro. I don't know what my folks was talking about, but they just made me take this weightlifting class when I was in the fourth grade. Okay. And then after that, you know, it was a, it's a country saying that I can't say on, well, yeah, I can. It's my podcast. But it's a country saying that if you ain't got hair on your nuts, you can't go work out, can't go lift weights. You'll stun your growth, basically. So you got to have pubic hair in order. That's just what I was told. Okay, that's just how I came up. You know, it was like, if you don't have any pubic hair, can't lift weights. So I ended up growing pubic hair, and boom, started lifting weights for real in like you know, sixth, seventh grade, something like that. And after that, you know, I just stuck. It was something that I consistently did as in some shape, form, or fashion. Okay. But yeah, it was, I went from doing that, taking it, like doing it every now and then, but then I got into bodybuilding. My strength and conditioning coach, he was into bodybuilding, and it kind of opened my eyes up to bodybuilding. And I used to see the magazines in Walmart, like, how can a human get this big? Like, what are they doing to their bodies that are making them get this big? And that sent me down, like, the science side of things of, like, it is crazy how you could transform your body by putting this into your body to cause this to happen. But this is the bad side of the things. So I was like, how can I get my dream physique, not necessarily get as big as them, but how can I get big enough in my eyes to somehow put all of this knowledge together and be, like, in the most healthiest form? Like, I don't have to worry about, like, taking steroids and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So, and then over time I got into, you know what I'm saying, like CBD and hemp products and weed, and boom, look at me now, regurgitating all of this information in a podcast. You know, it's pretty crazy. It's thundering out here, but I don't see no lightning, but it's just a vibe, bro. I got my coffee out here, and I don't know, bro, I'm just chilling. I've been talking for an hour. But yeah, I really enjoyed this episode, and I'm really glad to get back into this, bro. I really, just do your research. I wouldn't necessarily just recommend just buying it off the bat, bro. Do your research, see the different side effects, see the ups and the downs, read through the, like, the different effects of the strains. If you're thinking about, like, smoking, it is a wonderful substitute, but I mean, you have other ways that you can consume it as well. I'm OCD, bro. I don't like smelling like smoke at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person, I like to change clothes after I cook. I don't like smelling like food after I'm done cooking. Like, I don't know. That's just how I am, bro. So I don't like smelling like smoke. So I be sure to not consume it in that kind of way as often, unless it's a cart, okay? And that's because you can't smell it. But anyways, bro, if you're into CBD and Delta 8 and stuff like that, you want to learn more, if you have a specific question or anything you want me to talk about specifically on the podcast, feel free to hit me up on Instagram. My Instagram link will be down in the description below. And just ask me anything, bro. I'll figure it out. I can do some research. It's been a minute since I've dug down like an informational rabbit hole, but I mean, it don't take me that long to just go back, refresh myself, and I can shoot you an answer, you know what I'm saying? Or if you just have anything, if you want me to like recommend you something. I do know a lot of different companies out there, like local stores as well, recommendations wise. But yeah, if there's anything you want me to discuss, bro, just hit me up. And thank you guys for tuning in. Happy 420 to everybody. Do this responsibly. Don't be stupid, please. Dang, I'm talking to y'all like I'd be talking to my little brother. Look, do things responsibly, bro. Quit just doing stuff just to do it. Find a reason to do it. Okay? Be productive with it. That's how you perform a healthy habit and do something you like to do. Okay, just combine, find something that you do all the time that like, look, if that's just what you do, find something productive you can do while you do that. Two birds, one stone. You get to enjoy doing something you like and being high at the same time. You can't really beat it. But on that note, I'll holler at y'all in the next one. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm out. And that is all for today. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the discussion and possibly learned something new. And, you know, laughed every now and then, you know, hopefully I was able to give you a good laugh here and there. But if you do have any thoughts or feedback, I'd love to hear back from you. Just leave a comment below or reach out to me on social media. And remember, if you do want to stay up to date with all of my latest episodes, be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you may get your podcast. So this podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms. So not only just Spotify, but also Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. So with all of that being said, I will see you guys in the next one.